Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, trying a salmon recipe, orgasms, and Tom's new house. We'll hear all about that coming up in just a minute.
Late night party at the pizza barn. Had no idea it could get this hard. $80 tab, tried to split it four ways, but that don't work when the drummer never pays. Scotty got the pizza, Boner bought the beer. Then the waitress says, "Are we finished here? Let me put the tip in, 'cause you're so hot. Let me put the tip in, I swear to God. Let me put the tip in, it's only fair. Let me put the tip in, I love your hair. Even smells like white rain on a box perm. Makes me hard. Long dark hair running down her back. Ass for days causing a pork attack. So fire ass hot she could be on stage. A meat lover's dream, making minimum wage. Let me put the tip in, I swear to God. Let me put the tip in, 'cause you're so hot. Let me put the tip in, come over here. Let me put the tip in, I buy you a beer. Here's 10%, Christy. You want to see a little more? There's 20% right in your face. And you have to accept my tip, it's state law. I know what else you like. You love guitar solos.
Yes.
All hot chicks do. Well, here it comes. But not the whole thing, just a tip. Scotty! Let me put the tip in. I swear to God. Let me put the tip in. Check out this watch. Let me put the tip in. Let's hit the car. Let me put the tip in. Or the salad bar. Let me put the tip in, baby. You'll always come out ahead. I swear to God you will.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick and I in the middle of doing one of our favorite activities.
What's that?
Canceling plans.
Happy birthday and Merry Christmas all rolled into one. Ace Cosby at the I am looking at a four-leaf clover on the track phone hotline hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
What's up?
I'm Chick McGee, and we have some fan mail to Dickie Dick.
Oh.
Dickie Dick and Ricky Dick.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to read it?
You remember these guys. You remember that, don't you?
That's great. Always great to be
sons of bitches
on the radio.
Here's the thing. Cooking trout.
Yeah?
Cooking trout in the microwave is another one you got to try. Cut the trout open and put garlic and olive oil in it.
Sure, sure.
Close it back up, cover the plastic wrap, cook 3 minutes, and when you're done, pull the bones out. They come out in one piece.
It's like Sylvester when he puts a fish in his mouth and just pulls it out.
Oh! Oh.
Looks like now, why are we talking about that?
Looks like a Flintstones comb. Hang on. If you don't cut the head off, the eyeballs will pop out.
Yeah, they don't microwave too well.
Did you say you cook it with butter, or what do you use?
Olive oil in it and garlic.
Okay, olive oil.
So as we speak, I can smell it. Jess Hooker is cooking salmon in the microwave. This is based on a Stephen King recipe. Stephen King, the author.
For some reason,
many
Ace,
fine novels.
Ace wants to be the first one to smell it. So he's.
I can't smell it.
I can't smell anything.
I'm trying.
No, nothing.
I don't smell it yet.
Ace is.
I have a sensitive nose.
Tom and I have sensitive noses.
Yes, a sensitive nose and a lethal butt.
You don't know anything about the olfactory.
I have a sensitive tip of my.
Well, not so much the tip, the underside.
Could we? Jess Hooker has done this, and you
I don't
followed,
even smell it.
No. You followed?
No.
What?
We don't even smell it. She brought it in here.
Yeah, we can't really smell it.
I can.
You, of course.
Explain what you did, Jess, please.
What I did was I took a really beautiful piece of salmon that I got at the grocery store last
night. It's gorgeous,
and I covered it in some olive oil and lemon juice, and covered it with a damp paper towel, like Stephen King said. And then I put it in the microwave for 3 minutes exactly.
It looks delicious.
It looks perfect.
Looks pretty close.
Jess, you're kind of matching. Your white T-shirt's like the paper towel, and your salmon sweater's like the salmon.
Yeah, you got the Zapruder pink sweater on.
Joshy, since this was your idea, you're up.
All right, let's give this a shot here.
Did you bring salt or pepper or anything?
He didn't salt or pepper it.
It's quite flaky.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I like a crispy skin. This does not have a crispy skin.
Definitely not.
Well, you could also throw it in a frying pan if you wanted the crispy skin.
Well, that defeats the purpose of the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's very good. I'm getting
the hot, Christy.
It's very hot, but it's perfect. It's perfect.
Scalding your tongue.
Will you pass that to Christy?
And does the green room stink where the microwave?
Our boss came in as I was taking out of the microwave, and he started to talk to me, and they went, "Ooh." So I guess you could smell it. I don't know if I couldn't smell it because I was standing there the whole time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You might want to blow on it, Christy.
Chick, why don't you go do a quick nose check in there?
I'm going to go check the green room.
Oh, okay. You smell it?
Okay. Very why don't good. You call us from in there if it's really bad?
Okay. Willie, you want to try?
I feel sick, but I'll do it. It'll be funny.
Do you like salmon normally, Willie?
No.
He doesn't care for it. So this isn't going to go well.
I would add a little salt to it. But
yeah. Sure, sure.
Salt. Perfect. No, maybe a little pepper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe a piece of pie.
Do we have any fresh forks?
Here, you
want to
try
it?
They're fresh.
Once again, this is explain where the recipe comes from, Josh.
Stephen King tweeted this out the other day, and it drove the internet mad. They all thought he was insane for wanting to microwave some fish. And Willie can't handle it.
Here's what he wrote. Dinner. Get a nice salmon fillet at the supermarket, not too big. Put some olive oil, lemon juice on it. Wrap it in damp paper towels. Nuke it in the microwave for 3 minutes or so. Eat it. Maybe add a salad.
Yeah, I'd say nuke it for a little bit less.
Okay, I have a report.
Oh, you would have liked it a little...
little overcooked, yeah.
Oh, I totally
I have a report from the green room.
Yeah?
It smells a little fishy, I'll be honest. But I walk in, and the first thing I hear is... That's right, there's coffee from the Keurig running... all over the counter.
Oh, no.
Now, Tom's or ours?
Not Tom's.
Carrot. Oh, so
I didn't make it. One of ours.
Pat?
Pat.
No.
Must have been Pat.
Because I did forget to put a glass underneath the thing the other day.
Well, right. Someone's done it again.
Oh. I am not a salmon guy traditionally.
It was John.
Yeah.
You forgot to put the cup there? Nice. Thank you.
John.
You get the Tom Award.
I'm blamed for it.
He hit his head, right?
This does work. It's a quick way to do it. I'm with Josh. I'd prefer having a little crispy thing, and it's too it's overcooked. It's
I went ahead and bought salmon for my family last night, and we fried our salmon in pork fat, and it was delicious.
Mm. Well, I mean, you could fry a staple in pork fat.
Could fry a cat turd in pork
fat. I'm with Tom. The air fryer is the best salmon.
Air fryer's the way to go, ladies and gentlemen.
I've never had it.
So good.
Well, thank you. Let's move back to the world of news.
Really good salmon.
Very good salmon.
Josh, are you going to finish the salmon?
No, I just had another bite.
Okay. I was just asking.
I thought you said it was too hot. Why are you blowing air into your...
Because he's hungry.
It really hurt.
Yeah, why don't you air it out, cut it up a little bit, get some air in there.
Burn my tongue. Christy, will you suck on my tongue to make it...
Okay.
Now, nobody hears Tom telling us how to eat, right?
Well, he wants the segment over.
No, it's fun. We've made our point.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
What do you have queued up over there?
Nothing. I was going to ask the ladies what they think about this study from Dr. Shade, whatever it is, that suggests that women women who are runners and joggers have more intense orgasms.
Well
the reason
aren't
she
mad
gave,
and I don't run or jog.
Yeah,
so
I'm a big
nothing to compare.
Right, even my worst orgasm's good, right? Yeah. Isn't that the joke?
Yeah. You
know, the reasons that she gave those seem legit.
It says that also better working of the pelvic floor muscles.
Well, that's
now,
why I do
pelvic
Pilates.
Floor. Did you go vinyl or did you go with the wood? Or
yeah, laminate.
Laminate.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. That's funny.
I just love that phrase.
But then you have carpet, and then you tear it off, and there was hardwood under the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Pelvic floor. Putting the shag and shagging.
Pretty much everybody in the 70s had carpeted pelvic floors.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Trends change.
Okay. Right.
But I know a lot of women. I have a friend that actually buys a specific brand of yoga pants because the seam in that area is big, and she gets a little tickle whenever she's running or working out.
Wow.
How about that?
That's interesting.
That's a good motivator to keep running.
Huh. Very pro-yoga pants.
Have you seen...
Well, I just want to say, ladies, a lot better than that thing in the... When is it? In the 80s with those weird socks from the knee down and...
You mean leg warmers?
Leg warmers.
Yeah,
those are bad.
Wow. You can take them back. No, thank you.
Let's keep
the yoga pants, okay?
Relax. Have you seen the shorts? They look like bike shorts that have all these electrodes on them that ladies are supposed to wear for Kegeling. You're supposed to wear them 30 minutes a day. You lay on the couch. The ad's on TV all the time.
Let's get a pair.
This had to be some guy thinking they'll fall for this.
Yeah.
You can electrify anything and they'll buy it.
Like 130 Kegels in 30 minutes or something. And the ladies laying there and just...
You're going to open a bottle.
Hey, Josh, I'm Kegeling right now. What about you?
I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing the front? The back.
Does it hit the fly?
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of
a Kegel is the back, really.
Yeah,
it just flexes the front.
Here's the picture. The electro,
it's for the front. Right.
This is the one, electro-pegging.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's something else.
Dear folks, it says.
Oh, boy.
You guys need to not be so quick to judge. Lloyd Bridges was very hot in those swim trunks in Sea Hunt.
Of course, we're talking about Sea Hunt today.
Cynthia says it was well worth the watch.
Yeah, Jess, you're going to like it. He had huge, didn't he have like big thighs? And
oh, and they had
tiny,
them
up and big those thighs. Little tiny swim trunks.
Yeah.
They had those nut hugger swim
those
trunks.
Are the days, a little bit of Sea
like
Hunt.
The coach's trunks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
once again, we were talking about that old show because we were talking about acronyms and scuba.
Yeah, you knew that one, yeah.
Well, no, it's just it was about learning. How many acronyms do you think you know?
I do not know.
I bet you know dozens and dozens.
I bet I don't.
CIA?
Central Intelligence Agency.
FBI. Does an acronym have to spell a word?
Female body inspector.
FBI
could just be the initials.
Like NFL.
Yeah. An anagram, I think, has to be a word. But
is it the difference? I can't remember.
You know FBI, right? Right, Pat?
Yeah.
Female body inspector.
Uh-huh. Oh. And then ATM?
Asked him.
Oh, I know.
Sorry?
No, it's my automatic teller machine.
Okay.
PhD.
Oh.
I've got a PhD.
Pretty huge.
Pretty huge.
Dong!
No, I have a full whatever PhD step.
Oh, what is that?
Doctor of Philosophy, isn't it? Something like that.
Huh.
Now, we have...
I'm looking at pictures of Lloyd Bridges.
Me too.
Kind of hot, but
here's
not that
he was hot.
Now, we were also talking about this article that suggests that women who run have better orgasms.
Yes.
Wow. Got this. Jim writes, my ex-wife used to run 5 to 15 miles a day, and the only time she would have an orgasm was when she was with her boyfriend.
No.
Yikes.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
I see.
But they were dense still, I bet.
I who knows. Christy Lee is at the news desk. Have we missed anything in the news today?
Yeah, researchers have found that male orb-weaving spiders catapult themselves to get away from their mates before they get eaten. Scientists noticed that spider mating was usually ended by catapulting, and that those male spiders did not catapult away, were then captured, killed, and consumed by their female partners.
Yikes.
They theorized that the male orb-weaving spiders evolved to have this catapulting behavior to avoid sexual cannibalism. Boy, that's not a word you want together.
Yeah, well,
two words together.
You gotta get out.
Spider mating.
It's like a praying mantis. Praying mantis does that.
Like the players in the NBA. You hit and run. I got a game tomorrow.
Oh, why are you picking on that? Oh,
boy. Flush the condoms.
always flush the condoms.
Oh. You're making a joke about condoms?
Very funny. Now, you're not one to hit and run, are you, Josh?
No, I like to. You like to stay and snuggle.
Hit it and quit it. No.
Well, let me ask you this.
Ghost, you ghost?
He's a thorough and generous lover, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Now, he sticks around.
Back in the day, there was a time when you'd arrive at some young lady's house, Josh, and you could go through the record collection, go through the CDs to get an idea. It's my understanding that you've told me that if you walked into a woman's home and that she had the eat, love, pray thing, you'd just immediately leave.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of here.
Right, yeah. No, live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
That's the big one. Oh, okay. You have three involuntary responses up there. Why don't you just have blink, digest, and crap?
That's a good one.
All right.
See, you're getting upset now.
No.
Okay. All right.
Maybe for comedic.
No, I think
it's the weirdest thing you ever saw in a woman's apartment, and did it make you go, "I'm not staying"?
Her husband,
her boyfriend.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, you beat me to it.
Well,
now if you could look at the various living rooms you've had over the years, a lot of them be cringeworthy. I know in my case they certainly
cringeworthy.
Would.
No.
Yeah, you look at them and go, "Oh my God, what was I thinking?"
Not really.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. I don't know that I would either, chick.
Oh, I would.
Well.
But wait a minute. Did you pick out the stuff, or are you talking about other...
No, stuff I picked out.
Every now and then you're involved in a relationship.
You may compromise.
You don't have to. You don't get to choose what goes.
Sure. Chick is the only person who's had more couches than he's had rooms in a house.
I don't see any reason to bring that up. Perhaps I was against the rattan chair in the living room. I don't know why. A lot of wicker.
Liked
wicker for some reason.
But
I did not.
What was something you had that you are regretting now?
My coffee table was one of those giant spools from the power company.
Oh, sure. Oh, nice. That was
that
big.
Was fine, right?
That's
fine.
Yeah.
A bachelor pad.
Yeah.
Did you have one of those chairs shaped like a hand?
No.
Did you have the cinder block? Where you had the record player and the TV stand? Yeah. TV stand.
Yeah. I always had a decent stereo, and now that I have a really good one, it's not hooked up.
And now you have a really great TV, but they don't work.
Don't get me started on the TV.
Please don't get him started.
I'm going to have the thing hardwired to each station individually.
He's going to have to.
And then he's going to move in 6 months.
That's going to ruin all of our lives when he moves. I'm going to predict that just right now.
Yeah, when is that happening?
God knows.
Why? Because he's not moving far enough away?
He's going to have to wake up earlier.
Yes.
Late to work.
He's going to get lost.
He has to use stairs. This is all going
to
throw him off.
He has to use stairs.
You're going to have a two-story?
Have you thought about this? Oh, okay. Have you thought about this?
You haven't thought about
this.
In
a serious way?
I can go upstairs.
How about this? How about they go to the new house?
And you stay
And you
rooms.
Stay right where you are.
I bet that's been
actually
suggested.
No, I told Mark, my builder, that I had picked out two really nice plots at the local cemetery. Because if we're not in that house by Thanksgiving, he'll be in one, I'll be in
one. I got you.
So your master suite's not on the main floor?
First of all, I've learned you can't call it the master suite.
Primary. Yeah.
Well, where's the slave quarters? Oh, you can't say that?
No.
So your main bedroom's not on the main floor?
The main bedroom is on the main floor.
Oh, good.
Do you have like a chair that takes you up the stairs?
That's what you need. You need one of those riding staircases.
I can handle the steps.
And he's buying
an electric chair on a rail that makes a right turn.
And as soon as you sit down in the chair to ride up, you hear Dean Martin. How lucky can one guy be? I love it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.